are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, everybody. You know, I never say this, and I don't want to jinx myself, but everything just fell into place today. Everything at work, right now with the radio, just everything is going just right. It's never happened like this. The staff was awesome. The patients were nice. I didn't get pulled over. Didn't have to sit reading more than two articles on the toilet today. Everything worked out the way it should have done. And yes, I'm thanking God. It's just, I don't even know if I want to go to sleep, right, and have the day end, because tomorrow may not have work. I mean, this was perfection today. Just everything. And no, it's not that I didn't get any good news, you know. It's not like I got, you know, a bunch of affiliates or anything. It just, wow. And I told my staff, I mean, today was a good day. Of course, they're looking at me like, did she just give us a compliment? Was that Dr. Dahlia? Yeah, so I just have to say it. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, making the show happen. We got Kyle working the dials. Not too shabby. What are we going to talk about today? Okay, well, it looks like apparently women are having orgasms in the gym. Did you guys hear about this? There's such a thing called exercise-induced orgasm. And about 5% of them are having it at the gym. Did you? I don't even think I want to know that. But I guess, I guess, yeah, no wonder the gym is packed. I know. I guess people, no wonder people are fighting over the machines. I mean, I feel good when I work out. I mean, not that good. What am I missing? No. They're using the machines appropriately. No one's like, sitting on it incorrectly or anything. They're using the machines appropriately, but gotta talk about that. Also, looks like Medicaid patients having a heck of a time trying to find a doctor who would see them. So ending up, more and more in the ER. And, I've been getting so many emails on, Dr. Dahlia, what's homeopathy? What's homeopathic? What are these constitutions? So I thought it'd be kind of fun just quickly review what those are. You guys could kind of figure out what your constitution type is based on what I tell you. This way, if anything happens further with the way healthcare is going and you got to turn to homeopathy, you know what your constitution is, okay? Yeah, I think homeopathy is going to really take over, because remember, why haven't people gone to homeopathy? Well, because insurance wouldn't cover it, right? We would only want to use what insurance covered. Well, now that insurance isn't covering a heart and doot, then we might as well go to homeopathy. So we might as well prepare. I mean, again, I'm a regular medical doctor. I am just learning this as I go, but it'll be some cool stuff. And then, of course, we got some more nutrition news. I hate nutrition news. Just talk about some ho-hos and I'm good. But kind of some bad news nutrition news-wise. Maybe you guys could save some money on some supplements, so we'll talk about that. All right. Sounds good? Sounds like a plan? Y'all hang it up? Y'all turn the radios off? Okay. I'll wait. Yeah, for those of you not interested in today's lineup, just fine. Just turn the radio. Fine. All right. Okay. Good. There's another one. Okay. The rest of you, how many do we have out there? What? One, two. Okay, good. All right, to you, me, and the three of us. Okay, rub-dub-dub. Let's go. For those who join us, you can call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, toll-free 1-877-DOCDALI, 362-3254. I know I hate letters also. I can't stand letters. All right, of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. Okay, just really quickly, let's just get this over with the vitamin E, C, alpha lipoic acid. Many of us have been taking our vitamins E and C to prevent Alzheimer's, thinking if we could pop these pills, we'll be okay, and it doesn't look it. Right now, they actually say not only does a cocktail of vitamin E, C, and alpha lipoic acid have no effect on preventing Alzheimer's, they say they may actually hasten mental decline. Okay, see, this is what bothers me. It doesn't bother me that we have these studies back and forth. I mean, it bothers me, but that's not what really, really gets me. What gets me is where they come back later and say, not only was it not good for you, you just made matters worse. I hate that. That's what happened with estrogen. Remember years ago? we were all taking estrogen, telling people to take estrogen. All of a sudden they go, not only do an abrupt stop, but try to reverse because you really screwed up with this one. That's what I don't want. Now, how bad was this? Well, I don't know. I don't have too many details of what kind of study this is. It's published in the Archives of Neurology. And as you all know, that's really not an article, you know, that's really not a journal. I break down the grocery store to try to find. It's not that Archives of Neurology is at a grocery store. See, that's kind of funny. No, no. All right. I just lost another listener. Okay. Stop the jokes. Got it, Kyle. Thank you. I'll stop the jokes. Okay, so they say it does not address whether taking antioxidants could help prevent Alzheimer's disease. Remember, Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. But what happened is they gave antioxidant supplements to 78 patients with Alzheimer's who were a part of the U.S. National Institute of Aging Institute. They were placed in three groups, one getting vitamin E, one getting C, one getting the alpha-lipoic acid, second group giving coenzyme Q, third group placebo, and the researchers found absolutely no difference. Just nothing. No difference. All right, and of course they were looking at the amyloid beta protein and proteins tau and p-tau. Remember we talked about that? Yeah, p-tau, tau. Make a song out of that. I am. Oh, I'm working on it. Oh, you know I'm working on a song. Going to do a rap song. Tau, p-tau. Anyway, they did see lower levels of one marker called F2 isoprostane. I don't know what that means. All right. They say it could indicate a reduction of oxidative stress in the brain. Other than that, I don't even think they know. So you guys can't expect me to know. All right. I'm taking a crack at this. So what does that mean? Well, of course, it means you can't be taking vitamins at end stage or hoping that, you know, vitamins are going to do the trick. It's a whole natural process throughout life. Eating well, being healthy, keeping yourself busy, you know, keeping your mind active. But enjoy life. If you wake up, if I could give you any advice on the Dr. Dahlia show, it's to please listen. Yes. But, you know, just if you wake up that day saying, I am going to do something good and I'm going to enjoy life and I'm going to be proud of what I did that day. I mean, I think that's probably the best thing you could do. Right? Because you're going to eat right. You're going to do something nice for your family. You'll probably do nice for somebody else. And you'll keep yourself busy. Just, it's a very simple thing. Get up and do something that you'll be proud of. Something productive. Not too bad. Okay, when we come back, why are people orgasming at the gym? I don't know. I don't. Maybe I'll cut out of the show early. That kind of sounds like fun. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So I'm reading here one of the, I guess, campaign fundraising dinners for President Obama is $38,800 a seat, right, to go and have dinner with the president. See, I'm too cheap. I first of all, if I even had that money, no, I wouldn't spend it on dinner. Yeah, and it's not like you get really fancy food at these things. I mean, it's like the same type of dinner. You get a little meat. You know, you get a fish. They'll serve a salad. There'll probably be rolls and butter. Now, yeah, every now and then they show what these White House dinners are. It's not like you're getting caviar or anything fancy. I don't even like caviar. I don't. You know, give me a piece of cheese pizza and a ho-ho and I'm good. But, you know, you just look at that kind of money and you're like, wow, 38 grand a pop. You see, this is what you do. What you do, this is what I do. Okay, anybody who I think is running for president, I go to all the little rallies and I try to, you know, take my picture with them, right? Because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants a picture with the president. It doesn't matter whether you like the president or not. Everybody likes to put a picture of the president up, right, in their office. So Herman Cain was in our studio at my flagship at KDWN, and this is when Herman Cain was in the lead, remember? I raced down there in lightning speed to get my picture with him, right? And then, you know, I post on Facebook, next president of the United States, and then I guess the next day or two, that all fell. The Dr. Dolly curse. No. But yeah, so that's what you do. You just go to all the rallies, right? And then you try to get a picture with him. And then hopefully one of them wins, like the lottery. Then you blow it up and you Photoshop an American flag behind it. You got a picture with the president. Really? I mean, honestly. I mean, also, why do all the pictures have to have the, you want the American flag in there. Another thing you could do is I have American flags in my office. I have American flags at the house. What you could do is you could put the picture up on the wall, even if it's in front of a McDonald's, but then have the American flags all over the place. I mean, people don't, they're just looking at you with the president, right? They don't know if it was future president or if it wasn't. Okay. And you save $38,000. See, you didn't know the Dr. Dahlia show was an economic show, right? Money show. I just taught you guys how to save money. Oh, that's right. That's right. There's been a lot of news articles on how to avoid an audit. I don't make enough, and I pay too many taxes to get audited, but it's important stuff, so we'll go over it. Yeah, a lot of it I think is common sense, but we'll have to go over that too. Okay, so what's going on here? All right, women are reporting experiencing orgasms while they're at the gym. Now, I don't know if you guys remember back in 1953. I don't know if there was a Dr. Dahlia show back then. I doubt it. Would have had better ratings, though, huh? Where they were talking about exercise-induced orgasms, according to scientists from Indiana University. And it was a phenomenon where women, when they exercised, okay, now, it started to make people think, wait a second, are they climaxing during sex because it's sex, or are they climaxing because they're having exercise? And then I guess people really didn't care. And they, like, oh, it doesn't matter. All right, it doesn't matter. And I guess that was it. Okay, well, now I guess they did a survey. A survey says, and they said that if you look at hundreds of women between age 18 and 63, they said that, and I'm seeing it, actually, these are hundreds of women that said they actually experienced it. And they came up with a number of 5%. We are talking 5% of women have this happen. Now, that is a huge number. Okay, now and I'm trying to look up another source, because I know you guys are trying to find out, you know, get a pen and paper on what makes this all work and what makes this tick. But, hold on a second. I pulled it up. See, I work out at home. I have a couple pieces of equipment. I work out at home. I can watch Celebrity Apprentice. I can watch American Idol workout and be fine. I don't like going to the gym and being around people 20 years younger than me. Now, when I was 20 years younger, I loved going to the gym. I lived at the gym. You know, I still didn't look like everybody else. I mean, I wore my Bart Simpson t-shirt. But I look good enough, so I wore my Bart Simpson t-shirt. I mean, I know there were people that were kind of in their fancy-schmancy, you know, leotards, but I still, leotards. Remember those days? Please. These are some of the exercises that they say are most associated with these female exercise-induced orgasms, okay? Abdominal exercises. 51% of the time when you do an abdominal exercise, it happens. Really? Okay, I've been doing crunches all my life. Weightlifting, 26.5%. We aren't talking about the euphoria from working out. I mean, you know, you love working out. You feel good. You got the endorphins. We're not talking about that. I mean, I guess we are really talking about a climax. It's just, I don't know if people vocalize. I don't know. I haven't been to the gym in a while. Do you guys see any of this? Anyway, yoga, 20% of the exercise associated with this. Bicycling, 15.8%. Bicycling hurts me. That just hurts. I think the bicycle hurts your pelvic bone, depending on where your pelvic bone is. After I had two kids, I think my pelvic bone got shifted. Yes, I'm married to a chiropractor, but I don't need him adjusting the pelvic bone. That's okay. Running. Okay, I used to be a runner. Nope, never happened. 13.2% of the time, you have an orgasm. And why? Get this one, guys. Walking and hiking. 9.6%. So if you hike up Mount Everest, right? You may want to bring a pack of cigarettes because you may climax. A fifth of those, no smoking. A fifth of those who experienced orgasms said they had no control over the experience, and most of them felt self-conscious. Well, I would too. Of course you don't have control. What, only a fifth? Meaning four-fifths of the people, I don't even know if I want to go with that. All right. And maybe that exercise, this is what the scientists are saying. Yes, this is scientific. Can you believe this? Please study research cancer, please. And maybe that exercise, which is already known to have significant benefits on health and well-being, has a potential to enhance women's sex lives as well. Really, is that what you deduced? The study is published in the Journal of Sexual and Relationship Therapy. Did not determine how common it is for women to experience this. Well, I'll tell you, for me, zero. The authors noted that it took only 5 weeks to recruit the 370 women who experienced a phenomenon, suggesting it's not rare. So I guess if you've put on Facebook, I'm doing a study, and I want to know how many times this has happened to people, you're going to get a whole bunch of people that say yes. That's news to me. Okay, I guess, I mean, good for you ladies. Great. Good for you. Makes the rest of us think, okay, what is wrong with us? And it stinks. I mean, because I get a lot of women emailing me and calling and, going, look, something's wrong with me because I have difficulty climaxing. They say, in a regular sexual situation, I don't even know how you would do it on a bench press. I don't get it. Yeah, because we spent a significant amount of time talking about the female sex cycle. You guys remember that? No, I'm not going to go over it again. But we spent a huge amount of time figuring out what is, the G-spot exactly. We went through that. I taught you all how to do that, how to find that. Some of you were successful. Some of you didn't get it and are going to take my, we'll have another course, a remake. We'll do a remake. We talked about, of course, there's a lot of mental with it and mental imagery and mental things that have to come into play. And sometimes it can happen without any physical stimulation in that area. So I guess if I listen to my own show, which I need to start doing, I would have to then agree with the study that this could be very, very possible. It just, again, I don't think any of us care. Nothing's changed since 1953. Okay, let me see. Oh, I got some cool stories about things that have changed over time. I love going back to the past. I really do. Oh, but I don't know if I have it. Oh, darn. Oh, I don't know if I have that study. Okay, anyway. Okay, so let's move on. Okay, so here's another one study. Women spend 3 hours every week redoing chores their men have done badly. Really? I don't. If my husband washes the dishes, as long as I don't see any food crumbs, I'm good. They redo the laundry, the vacuuming, washing up. All right. Apparently, just women, I guess, prefer to do everything themselves, but they don't. They say a third of them, their men leave sofa cushions in a mess, while 32% never bother to make the bed. I'm not a big bed maker. I'm not, because, I take naps a lot of times, so I'm usually back in bed 4 or 5 hours later, and then I get up, and I work more, and then I go back to sleep. So I'm always, so that doesn't make any sense. Let me see. They say 20 jobs men do badly. Number one, wiping worktops up. Oh, like wiping the counters after washing up, plumping cushions on the sofa, cleaning the oven, failing to plump pillows on the bed. I never do that. I never fluff up the pillows. Straightening the bottom bed sheet. Oh, that would drive me crazy. Putting things into drawers nicely. Returning things where they're supposed to be. Spacing out wet clothes while hanging dry. Oh, yeah, my husband, he leaves his wet clothes on the floor. Putting away wet dishes, vacuuming. They only do the middle of the room, not the edges. Sorry, guys. They put socks together incorrectly. Really? My husband does pretty good. All right. Okay, don't go away. We got more to talk about. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge. The age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Interesting here, guys. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm trying to figure myself out with these homeopathic constitutions, and I think this is something kind of fun to do. I'll try to be as brief and run through these as quickly as possible. I get asked and emailed, I don't have a specific email to read off of you, but they're pretty similar. Dr. Dahlia, what is homeopathy? You know, where do you get the treatments? What do you know? Can you talk about homeopathy? Well, from what I understand, and remember, I'm an MD that went to a family practice program, so I only have been trained in mainstream medicine. But one of the other mainstream doctors I trained with, I opened up my practice with him and my husband, and he became a homeopathic doctor. He actually went through extra training, got the extra degree, etc. And he had told me that you actually have, thank you, Kyle. Kyle rocks. We got Kyle working the dials. He had told me that people actually fall under certain constitutions in homeopathy. And rather than treating everybody the same, you know, your neighbor, your plumber, your doctor, your veterinarian, your firefighter, by just treating them all with the same medicine, you first identify who you have in front of you. Once you identify who you have in front of you, then you have, you pick a tailor-made type of treatment. Now, even though I'm from mainstream medicine, that just, I just really dug that, all right? I thought that made sense because that's the one thing I argue about on my show all the time. I can't stand the fact that we just treat everybody blanketly with a medication. Why don't we tailor make treatments? So I guess here's some different constitutional types and see if you fall under any of these, okay? Again, I apologize if I'm pronouncing any of them incorrectly, okay? So this is Argent Nit type. That's what's called Argent Nit. You're pale. You look older than you usually are because you worry. You are cheerful and impressionable, but you're often anxious and worried, always in a hurry, difficult to control emotion, readily laughs, cries, loses tempers. Now, you see, that sounds like somebody who could have bipolar, right? But let's say if the bipolar medicines don't work, maybe there's homeopathic treatment. I don't know. Quick thinking, adept at solving problems, tends to be extroverted to hide true feelings. They seem to have left-sided body ailments. They do like chocolate, candy, salt, and cheese, but they don't like cold foods. As a kid, you never wanted to sit still. You were very nervous. So as I know some of you are thinking, wait a second, maybe ADD, maybe bipolar, I don't know. Okay, this is an Arsene Alb type. Okay, now, of course, I know those stand for things. I don't, again, I'm just kind of reading this and learning this like I, as I go with you. But it's interesting stuff. These Arsene Alb type, you're thin, slim, often well-groomed and stylish. Fine facial features with fine, delicate skin. Now, frown lines appear on forehead. You're restless. You're a perfectionist at work at home. No. Can be critical and intolerant, has strong opinions, not me. Can have a deep fear of being alone, obsessive compulsive, cleanliness, tidying up. No, pull out of plans early if you don't think it's going to work. Now, what about medical? You have a lot of respiratory issues, asthma, coughs, colds, but you do like fatty foods. That's kind of interesting. When you were a child, you were highly sensitive and high strung. You don't like loud noise. Okay, then there's the calc carb type. And again, I'm sorry, I don't know what they all stand for. I got to look it up. All right. Those of you, you're overweight and you gain weight very easily. You're sluggish, bloated, and tired in appearance. You're quiet, sensitive, will be more withdrawn due to fear of failure. You really don't like cruelty to animals. That gets you mad, but you need some motivation for you to kind of, you know, get your move on. You are prone to irritable bowel syndrome and feeling bloated. You are prone to chronic fatigue and depression. But you like a lot of dairy. You like dessert, carbohydrates. Who doesn't? As a kid, you were plump and overweight. You were placid and calm. That would be the carb type. Now, the graphites type. Graphites type, prone to being overweight and has a large appetite. For those who join us, we're trying to figure out what your homeopathic constitution is. And this is really hard for me because I'm not a homeopath. I'm a regular medical doctor, but this is cool stuff. You're prone to being overweight, have a large appetite. You blush easily, have a rugged, windswept appearance, may have rough, dry skin that could crack easily, have a flaky scalp. You concentrate pretty well. You're kind of stubborn. Okay, you're not an early morning person. Maybe some mood swings. Slow metabolism, you get sores on the corners of your mouth, may have bad breath, nosebleeds, styes in your eye, you get travel sickness, you like sour and savory food. As a kid, you used to get cold all the time, and you didn't like to travel because you get travel sick. That's interesting. All right, the Ignatia type, you're slim, you're prone to dark circles under the eyes, you look tired when people look at you, and you like to sigh. You're high-strung, you have rapid mood swings, and you end relationship. Oh, no, you have difficulty ending relationships you don't like because you think it's a weakness. Common ailments include headaches, sore throat, coughs, and colds when you're bereaving something, and you grind your teeth a lot. Okay, the lachesis. You may appear bloated. Okay, that's me. Strong, fixed expression, has a pale complexion with freckles. Uh-oh. Strong staring eyes. Uh-oh. May lick lips a lot. No. Very ambitious and creative. Mind can become crowded with thoughts. Talkative. Uh-oh. may view self as sinful when religious. Oh, I'm going to hell. All right, this is something that could be me. Usually we have hyperactivity, varicose veins, menopausal symptoms. This is me. Sore throats, not at bad sleep. Well, no, no, this isn't me. Prone to left-sided problems. No, no. Although, wait a second. My two cancer scares were on the left. They like coffee. No, I don't like coffee. Seafood. No, no, no. No, okay, this wasn't me. Okay, lycopodium type. Tall and lean with worry and frown lines. Facial twitch, a drama queen. Avoids commitment, anxious over important events, forgetful, not me. You have digestive disorders, kidney stones, prostate, male baldness. Oh, that may be me. May prone to chronic fatigue. You like garlic and seafood. You hate cheese. Okay, let me see what else we got. Nux vomita, slim when young, smart appearance. May look stressed and tense. You age prematurely. You may have addictions and overindulgence. You have digestive disorders from hangovers and overindulgence. Okay. Nux vomica. Children are irritable and easily bored. And they're prone to ADD. Okay. What's this one? Sulfur. May be slim with poor posture. May look untidy. Wait a second, this may be me. This is sulfur. Hair may be coarse and dry. Skin and lips prone to redness. Mind can be cluttered. Likes to argue. May lack willpower. Prone to hemorrhoids. Oh, I think we got it, guys. I think we got it. Prone to hemorrhoids and constipation. Likes sweet foods. Citrus foods. Oh, maybe I'm sulfur. Silica. Often thin or slim with a large forehead. Head can appear too large for the body. Appears to have low confidence at a young age. Apparently, they say, where am I getting this from? NaturalAlternative.net. You have nervous system problems, slowness and healing. That's the silica type. All right. I don't want to miss anybody else. Sepia. Slim and tall, often sits with legs crossed. Likes to look attractive and elegant. Medium to dark hair when I don't dye it. Often with brown eyes. No, I have blue eyes. Can be irritable and easily offended. No. Tends to be aggressive to loved ones. Cannot handle too much stress and tries to avoid pressure. No, no, I love pressure. I don't think I can figure out my homeopathic type. I got to tell you, though, I guess I got to go with the hemorrhoids. Okay, so what do you do with these? And I didn't go through all of them, but there's even more details. Like, for example, one of my friends in medical school, every time he ate, okay, and would be trying to go to a store, I think Costco had just opened or whatever, every time he ate, within 30 minutes, we had to find a bathroom because he had to go number two. And it's just something that's just a part of him. Right? Or some people, they fall asleep after like 30 minutes of being in bed. Never before, never after. So you see, you have these certain aspects about you, of a physical nature, but also of a routine nature. And that kind of lumps you into a constitution. So cool stuff. All right. If you want, write me at drdahlia.com and I'll give you whatever information I have. I'm learning as we go too. All right. Let's go back to regular medicine. Don't go away on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
I know I do. All right, so what's going on here? Peyton Manning is going to the Denver Broncos. What's going to happen to Tebow? I don't know. Would they keep? I don't know. That's kind of interesting. So that was kind of big sports news there. Yeah, he's good. This is, I didn't realize that. I thought you're part of a team, then you're with that team forever. But no, you get dropped and you moved and you get switched. Well, anyway, I hope they figure it out because I am really excited about next football season. But, I thought that was a joke when they said that he was going to the Broncos. But I guess that's, came in today. It's officially signing paperwork now. Telling the Titans, no thank you. And, who else was he also interested in? I think it was the 49ers. But wouldn't that be nice to kind of pick your team? Is that the way it is? Are they making it like he gets to pick? Or are they the ones in control? I don't know. You know, it's like, who'll take the Dr. Dahlia show? I don't know. Gallagher, the comedian Gallagher. Yeah, who's going to dump the Dr. Dahlia show? Gallagher, the comedian Gallagher. Remember, he's the one with the mustache and the long curly hair, kind of bald top, and he throws a bunch of watermelons. Well, I guess he had a heart attack last week, was put into a medically induced coma, but he came out of it, and he comes out of it, and he's making jokes again. So that is some really good news. We're all kind of happy about that. Nice. Okay. Now, Medicaid patients. This is going to be very interesting, guys. All right. We've been talking about how many people that are falling into the uninsured category because they're losing their jobs. We had a caller. When was it? It was, it was on one of my Saturday shows where he said, Dahlia, what am I supposed to do? You know, I make too much to be on Medicaid, but I don't make enough to spend the $900 a month for my health insurance. And that's a predicament a lot of us are in. We just had to switch our health insurance because it costs just too darn much, and it still costs too much, but it costs a little bit less, and our deductible is $2,500. You know, they do it on purpose. Health insurance now, you're just going to pay premiums, yes. You'll probably get that physical. You may get that one physical. You may get that one screening mammogram. Maybe you'll get a colonoscopy, but it's probably not going to cover that much else. So I don't even know if I want to meet the $2,500 deductible. Honestly, I think it's cheaper to say you're a cash patient and try to get the cash discount. It's ridiculous where it's going now. Well, unfortunately, the more and more people that are falling onto Medicaid, they're finding it more and more difficult to get in to a doctor because less doctors are taking Medicaid. This is something we predicted years ago, and it's you know, coming to fruition now. They say they're going to the hospital emergency departments more often than those with private insurance. And we talked about the little sting operation a couple groups have done where they call the doctor's office and they go, hi, can you get me in today? I have a sore throat. And, yes, what's your insurance? Medicaid. Oh, we don't have an opening till next April, or, you know, till April 14th, you know, a month away or whatever. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, April 19th. Then, you know, a man calls an hour later, hi, I have a sore throat. Can you get me in today? What's your insurance? You know, private insurance. Oh, absolutely. I got a 2 o'clock for you. So, and you know, people are like, you know, why? Why does it happen? Now, it's very interesting. If you actually look at what you get reimbursed from Medicaid or Medicare, a lot of times it will beat private insurance. The amount. So then why won't doctors take it? Well, because you don't get paid on every claim. So you end up seeing many of these people for free. You end up trying to fight them. They don't like the code. There's so many issues that happen with the government claims that even though you may actually get paid more, many people don't want to deal with it. And like I said, I never wanted to drop Medicaid. I had so many Medicaid patients. I loved them, but they would find every reason not to pay. Some were pending, some weren't pending, some weren't. And once we hit the, $30,000 to $40,000 mark of losses, we just didn't know what to do. And we said, well, let's just kind of regroup. And then, of course, recession hit and we weren't able to regroup. So, and I feel bad because I'm one of these doctors that, you know, dropped Medicaid. I really feel bad. I didn't want to do that. I did not. But remember, you're only good to other patients if you're healthy yourself. And so if you're not financially healthy, not even financially healthy, just, you know, alive, if you can't keep your doors open and pay your staff, how are you going to be a good doctor? And, you know, and I still, you know, wish we could have made it work. I mean, and we had biller after biller after biller, and nobody could get them to pay. I mean, yes, we got paid. We probably got paid every 2 out of 5 claims, you know, but losing 3 claims, you know, out of every 5, it was devastating. And you just couldn't do it. You could not do it. You have to buy supplies. You have to pay for staff. So anyway, they looked at 230,000 adults who took part in the U.S. National Health Interview Survey between 1999 and 2009. That's looked at 16% Medicaid beneficiaries had one or more barriers to primary care, compared to 9% of people with private insurance. They couldn't reach a doctor by phone. They couldn't get a timely appointment, or they lacked transportation to the doctor's office. So, they say 40% of Medicaid patients actually visited a hospital emergency department during the previous year, compared to 18% with private insurance. And of course they're going to. I mean, you need to get checked out. You're having chest pain? You can't get to your doctor? Well, call 911 anyway. You really shouldn't drive to your doctor if you're having chest pain. But you're having issues, that's what they're going to do. They're going to get the transportation from the paramedics and be taken to the ER. I mean, you do what you have to do. It's just we have a huge problem with our ERs because they're not getting paid. They're closing down. The rest of the ERs that are available are becoming overcrowded. Remember, we were talking even in England. They're having such problems where they were thinking about asking the army to help to staff in their hospitals because they've had to close down some and they don't have enough staff. So, but how it affects all of us is many of us are going to fall under Medicaid year after year. Okay, if this economy doesn't get better, if employers decide not to hire us back, many of us are going to fall under Medicaid. And the one thing we're seeing with Medicaid, I don't want to equate to quote unquote public option, but I would think if the government came up with a public option, it'd be very similar to Medicaid. Less access, less doctors taking you, waits, and that's what happens. I mean, if your doctor says, I'm not going to see you for a month, and you have a sore throat, it's their way of forcing you to go to the ER or quick care. And if quick cares don't take Medicaid, then you end up in the ER. And you end up waiting and waiting and waiting. And it just, our system is broken. You know, that's why when we were talking about what to do with our healthcare system, because I don't like to just sit here and complain. I like to come up with solutions. But one of the solutions me and the listeners were talking about were, you know, okay, well, then why don't you just expand Medicaid? Just if we have so many underinsured, 35 million, expand the allowable salary for Medicaid to let people come onto that. But no, it wasn't an easy fix. That's not an easy fix because, again, number one is who's supplying the money for Medicaid. Number two is where are the doctors, where are the nurses, where are the nurse practitioners, PAs, et cetera. And the access, we're still having an access problem. People can't get medical care whether they have money or not. And we still haven't come up with a solution for this. Okay? But this ER overcrowding, this is just the beginning. Just the beginning. I mean, I hear patients all the time. They go, Dahlia, I called the ambulance to have me take me to the ER, but I was sitting in the hallway for 5-6 hours. Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. I mean, if the ER only has X amount of rooms, you know, then patients will say they're stuck in the ER because there's not enough beds in the hospital. Now, sometimes that's not the case. All right, I'll let patients say, I don't get it. I went upstairs to visit a family member and I saw a whole wing empty. Why is there a wait in the ER? Saying there's no beds, yet there's a whole wing in the hospital empty. Well, because if you don't have nursing staff, you can't put a patient up there. I can't tell you how many times we were waiting for the next shift change for nurses to come in because you cannot put a patient in an empty wing. You need staff. So when they say no beds, that doesn't necessarily mean no specific bed. It means no staff. All right, guys, we're going to go on to another hour. Please stay tuned with us. If not, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Go to my website. Tell me where you're listening from. And listen to On Demand anytime you can. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Coming right back.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, Order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com. Order today.